Along Thailand's southwestern coast, tourism is big business, worth more than $40 million a year. Despite rapid development, the coastal province Krabi is still recognized as a green tourism zone, and its wetlands are included on an international conservation list. To meet rising demand for electricity, authorities are planning to restart a local power plant, which will bring ships hauling coal near parks and beaches popular with tourists. Near the power plant's location in Krabi Town, fisherman Manit Bhutpao remembers the health problems from the 90s when it was last active.
In the past, when they burned the coal through the stacks, the smoke would completely cover my house. It affected our family 8 months a year. And during the rainy season, we couldn't use the rainwater because it was acid rain.
The public is hungry for more information, and many attended recent meetings between officials from Electric Generating Authority of Thailand and local leaders. But critics say EGAT is only telling one side of the story.
This is a concern for the region's environmental problems because we know the production of energy from coal is the main cause for climate change.
Outbreaks of violence between supporters and opponents of the plant have already created divisions within the community. Thai human rights lawyer Niran Pitak Wachra says EGAT needs to do more to listen to locals about their objections.
The company needs to work with the people and provide complete information and take advice from the community so they are part of the decision making.
If the plant moves forward, it is expected to be complete in 2019. In the meantime, opponents are hoping to promote renewable energy sources as a solution to the region's rising energy demands. Steve Sanford reporting for VOA from Krabi, Thailand.